Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline is Gianna Hahn. She covers the Baltimore Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Gianna, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Appreciate it. Appreciate you making some time for us this morning. And we were all out at OTAs yesterday. The Ravens have opened up all their OTAs this week and next week as well. But I know it's still very early and not a lot of full speed drills going on right now, but has there been anybody on the field so far that has caught your eye?
I mean, all eyes are on DeAndre Hopkins, right? Because he's the big signing of the offseason. And, you know, he still seems like he's got it. He posted that tweet, I believe, a picture of, or maybe it was Instagram, I don't know, of the board of who ran the fastest, and was like, oh, I can't run anymore because he's one of the fastest. He also just, you know, is standing out for talking to the other guys, not just what he's doing on the field, but just like imparting some of his wisdom he's gained over many, many years. Zay Flowers spoke to that afterwards, and, you know, you saw him kind of look at Cooper Rush and give him some feedback on how he likes passes thrown, the fact that he can contest balls, which isn't really something the Ravens have had before. So that's always exciting to see him. And then I thought it was just interesting. One guy that I'm keeping an eye on is Teddy Buchanan, because as much as we hope Trenton Simpson takes that next step, he obviously didn't have the starting position at the end of the season. And so this is a guy that I've heard good things about that has an opportunity there. So he's hitting hard and everything. But I will say Trenton does seem like he's got a little extra pop this off season from last season.
Gianna, the thing that scares me about Buchanan is those short arms, man. He can't get off of blocks. You know, they get into him so quick. And when he runs, I mean, the arms are extremely short. I mean, you know, is he built well? Yes. And all those things. Does he run around pretty good? Sure. I'm just nervous about that he can't get off blocks.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely see there a little bit. He's not as lanky as some of the guys, but I think that the Ravens have shown that they are willing to take guys that aren't, you know, the stereotype for a position if they see certain qualities. And I know that he really stood out to different teams during the Senior Bowl, which is a chance for them to see him not just, you know, out in Cal playing whoever he's playing, but like against some of the best of the best, because he had crazy numbers at Cal and he did play some good competition, but to just see him go one-on-one, I think it's what gave them some hope. But certainly we'll see if that translates to the next level, because this is quite a big jump from college football.
We're talking to Gianna Hahn, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Is Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Gianna, we got to speak to Zay Flowers yesterday and offensive coordinator Todd Monken. And the Ravens are coming off a year where their offense was one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league. What's next for them? If there is anything, what would you like to see this Ravens offense improve on going into this season?
Yeah, I think something Todd Monken mentioned that I think is interesting is figuring out he has a surplus of talent, which is a good problem to have, but like how to use every guy to the max. And I think that it will be interesting to see when they look back at last season, like who could they utilize differently? Who could they put in better situations or switch maybe this guy's better here or that? Because it is hard to believe that they can take another step. I think Lamar, I don't know where he can go next, but I'm sure he'll surprise us. I know he was speaking about having more team meetings and getting together with guys more to just get that chemistry right. So I think that they're already one of the best, so it's hard to believe they can get better. But there were some moments in critical situations where they stalled, or, you know, the toe out of bounds that we'll all see in our memories forever. Just like being able to actually come through in those clutch moments, I think, is really the next spot, because the numbers were already insane. It's just they didn't get to where they want to be. So they need to figure out how to do those things when it matters.
Gianna, probably one of the most important pieces on the team. I thought he had a good day yesterday. Tyler Loop, I thought he kicked the ball well. I thought, you know, he's got powerful leg, you know, and he's got a lot of lift to his ball.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a little bit of him in rookie camp, and of course, last week at OTAs, it wasn't his turn to kick. And he went 3 for 3 at the end of practice. They weren't from super far out, but I think I expect him to look really good through the whole offseason. I really trust Ernie Brown's evaluation. I've heard very good things about his ability to evaluate and his ability to coach that position. For me, it's going to be the mental side of the game that you won't actually see until the season starts. Like whether he can step up in those game-winning field goal situations with the game on the line. Like how will he hold up then? How will he hold up in, you know, Acrisure Stadium with the wind blowing in December? And so those are the things that like you can't really simulate in practice or training camp that I want to see and we won't see until the season gets here.
Gianna, great stuff. Really appreciate your time this morning. How can people follow you and keep up with your work?
Yeah, on Twitter, actually all social, I'm at Gianna_Jade. And you can find my work on Baltimore Banner along with Jonas Schaefer. We kind of got a little team thing going there. So you can find us over at the Baltimore Banner.
Appreciate it, Gianna. I'll see you out at the castle tomorrow.
Yeah, see you. It'll be nice and hot.
Yes, it will. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get back to talking to you. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. We'll get back to taking your calls next here on The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
See what's going on in the world of sports. Go out to New York. Talk about Tibbs being relieved of his duties with the Knicks. Check in on what went on in Major League Baseball last night as well. But right now we're talking to you, the people. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Andy and Dundalk. Andy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Cordell. How you doing, man?
Not bad. How about yourself?
You're okay, man. We don't hear enough of you on the radio.
Appreciate it.
I don't care what they say about you when you ain't there.
Right.
You know, let me start with the subject I've been talking about. Mancini needs to be given a chance. He deserves it. He needs to finish this year, which I think that's already a done deal now. But the guys on the station from the second game, after the second game, were calling for his firing to the All-Star break. You know what? This team's done nothing but allow more starters to throw 90-plus pitches than we did all of last year, all of the year before, all of the year before that. We have pitchers that are coming out of the bullpen who throw less than 10 pitches in the inning they came in, being allowed to come out and pitch the following inning to show that, you know, why use five pitchers when you don't need five pitchers? That's my point. When your bullpen is tired in April, which if you watch any game the last three or four years, at the end of April, the commentators are saying the bullpen's tired. Well, I'm going to tell you a little scientific fact about baseball. If your bullpen is tired in April, you're not winning in September and October. And that's proven to be true. Mancini deserves a chance. I think the Orioles are going to finish at 500 or better. I'm just going to put that out to you, Cordell, and I'm going to remind you that I said this to you on June the 4th.
Got it.
When the Orioles were 8-8 under Mancini.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they're going to make up this difference the remainder of the season as long as Mancini's in charge, and they're going to finish above 500.
I got it written down. Appreciate the call, Andy. And look, I mean, I do think – look, Manzo has been criticized for, you know, how he talks in his press conferences. Yes. And the things that he says. And I think that's minute, like, for me at least. You know, how he talks to us may not be the same that he talks to the players. And I'm a results guy. Would I like him to seem more comfortable in front of the media? Sure. But I also understand that this is a guy that's put in a unique spot, that's in a role that he has admitted he's learning on the fly due to their inexperienced coaching staff. They fired Freddie Gonzalez before the year, so he would be the kind of the guy to slide into the spot. Instead, they've got a lot of babies on the coaching staff. They have to go to him, and they, like he said, they're 8-8 during his time. I just want to see how this plays out, but I'm not calling for Manziello to be fired right now.
Why? Makes no sense. I mean, you already have a, you know, you already 14 games under 500. And what's another manager going to do? Nothing. You know, I mean, do I like how he sounds in a press conference? No. I think he sounds, you know, I mean, originally he sounded like he was kind of in over his head and he had no command.
Well, I think he was. I think that's fair to say. I think he was in over his head. He almost basically admitted it at times.
And I think what drove Nolan crazy was when he said what the players were tired.
Well, that was one of many comments.
Yeah. But I never uttered the words "fire Tony Manziello."
Right.
I mean, again, it's one show on the station that's saying this stuff. Don't assign it to the rest of the shows.
There it is.
Just a PSA.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the fan.
Rashawn,
you there? Rashawn's probably booking a flight somewhere.
He's going to Nashville or somewhere, or, you know, getting Dustin out of jail or something.
No, I mean, I almost had to get Dustin out of jail last weekend, man, but that's another story, man, you know. But
those videos of those girls fighting all the time.
Yeah, man.
Rashawn's,
you know, people
got
get
the
drunk.
Girls going wild. Is that what's going on?
Nah, ain't nothing to do with me, man. People get drunk, can't control their alcohol. You know, I'm not a big drinker like that. So, you know, I'm good. I'm just there to record and catch all the drama so y'all can, you know, be entertained on my social media. You know?
Appreciate it.
Yeah. But to the Orioles, man, I'm with that last caller, man. You know, I definitely think they're going to finish above 500. Like, we already experienced the worst. I think we're going to play this season, you know, with these first 2 months. With like 90% of our pitching staff being hurt, and Westberg and Cowles are being hurt and everything. So I think it's only up from here. You know, we're getting healthy. We're getting people back. I think Bradish, they said he should be pitching in August. Wells and Suarez should be back. That's going to help us out in that with the pitching staff. And I think we're 9 games back out of last wild card with a lot of games to play, you know. So if you think about it, I know I called a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you was on the show, Cordell, but I know Haney was in there. And I said in August how the Detroit Tigers was, 10 games back and had a 0.2 chance of making the playoffs, you know, and that was in August. And we in but beginning of June right now. So I think we can make a run at this and make something happen. So I'm just hoping that the trade deadline, you know, we're not sellers. You know, we're actually going to be buyers.
The only thing that, you know, makes me have hope is
appreciate
like,
it, Rashawn.
And Charlie's hockey team, Cordell, at Christmas, okay, at Christmas. They were 0-9 in the Big Ten. 0-9. Did not win a Big Ten game. Then after that, they won like 9. They were beating everybody, you know, and you just kind of get on a roll. They made it to the Frozen Four. I mean, they were, at the end of the year, they're the best team in hockey. So that's the only thing where I won't dismiss the O's, because I just saw it this past year on a team that, you know, we, like our goalie was hurt, just like Orioles pitchers are hurt. And the backup that came in was so bad, it was embarrassing. I got up, I got walked out, you know, we're winning a game 4-0, we lose 10-6. You know, similar stuff like to the O's. And then when you get people healthy, like get the goalie back, you know, and then you get everybody back playing, and then all of a sudden now you're the best team. So that's what gives me hope for the Orioles, because I just saw it last year, and I couldn't believe what I saw.
I talked to Gunnar Henderson on Sunday, and he acknowledged it's not the same situation, but he did go back to a couple of years ago where the Rays had got off to that great start and, you know, they're just got a lead in the division by a mile. And then you get to the midpoint of the summer and all of a sudden here come the Orioles, and the Orioles catch them and lap them and end up winning the division. And like I said, he acknowledged it's not the same case. They are not as healthy as they were at that time. And guys, it was just different. It was a different feel around the organization. There weren't expectations that year. This year there are. So again, he acknowledged the differences, but he did say we've shown we can do it. We've shown that we can get on these hot streaks and allow it to carry us through the dog days of summer. And We'll see if the streak that the hot streak that they're on right now, winning seven of their last nine, is what catapults them. I'm not saying that I'm ready to go that far, but I will stick to they look like a better team than they have to this point
now,
in the
Cordell,
year.
Now, Cordell, you were in the locker room a lot and stuff. Was Hyder, had he changed?
I can't say that I thought that he, you're talking about as we got closer to his firing.
Yes.
I can't say that he's changed to it.
Or probably
to be
frustrated.
Fair, we don't see him a lot, to be fair, in the clubhouse. He's in his office. He comes through every now and then. He still will walk through in and out. He still talk to guys, but you never really got the sense of, oh, that looks like dead man walking right there. Like, yeah. I can't
who
say
who is his
that.
Right-hand guy during game? Like, who's his right-hand guy during games? Hyder, who was it?
I would imagine it's Chirinos right now as his bench coach. But before that, it was Gonzalez. It was Gonzalez, definitely.
And Cousins. And they canned Cousins at the same time.
Got them both out. Got his boys out. And that's kind of the writing on the wall.
Yep.
That your leash is only but so long, you know, going into the season. So, and that's kind of how
but
it went.
But you know what? Like, if I'm Hyder, I give him Parcells comment. At least, you know, let me buy some of the
groceries.
Well,
he started to, if you go back to some of his post-game pressers, even some of his pre-game pressers, on the tail end, I would say the last couple of weeks of Hyde's term, he definitely started to throw out hints at roster construction and I'm working with what I got and, you know, we're depleted and the pitching is what it is. Like, he knew what was going on. He started
Let me just say this, Cordell, because I've been in the situation. You can feel it.
Yeah.
You can feel it. And you know how you feel it and stuff? I mean, like your boss, whether it be the owner, whether they're not talking to you as much or they're not including you as much. You start to feel something's going on.
And they talk, they as in Hyde and Elias would talk after. I mean, as soon as Hyde gets off the field and addresses the team, he and Elias then go and they talk.
After the game,
from what I've seen it happen quite a bit, and I don't see it every game, but I've seen it happen quite a few times.
Well, let me ask you one more question: What was the purpose, in your opinion, of Elias going on that media tour, where he was back in Hyde?
Yeah, I'm kind of dumbfounded by that because he had spoke to us, he gave him the vote of confidence, and I guess, and I'm spitballing here. I think, you know, you don't want anybody to feel like the building's on fire, even though we all see that it's burning to the ground. So I think by him going out and talking to all these people on these podcasts, it's like, we're fine. We're good. We're not panicking. I'm out here. I'm talking to you.
But then it makes him look like a jerk-off when they fire him the next week. You know, it makes him, to me.
And then they wait to go on the road before he talks.
Yeah, and when I see that, I see, like, that was the owner doing that.
Well, he said that was, you know, they had, which I'm not surprised by. They, you know, were a big part of that conversation when they determined to let Brandon Hyde go.
I think that would make sense. Like, if Mike Elias was telling the truth that he, in his eyes, Brandon Hyde's job was safe, then it would make sense if ownership was that final push that said, no, you've got to make a change. That would explain the 1 week turnaround from he's safe to he's out of here.
And he's not going to get up there and say, well, look, I thought he was safe, but I got a call and they told me he's out, you know.
Well, my guess, if I'm the owner and I'm Rubenstein and I don't know a lot about baseball, I'm Cal, what do you think? Do we need, so I'm saying that, and I don't know nothing, but if I'm the owner and I don't know baseball, I'm asking Cal, what do you think? We need a change.
Well, I'm going to say this. And this is just me using context clues. I don't know if Rubenstein was necessarily the owner that pushed for it. Because to your point, he has admitted he's not a big baseball guy. So I don't think, in my mind, I don't see Rubenstein watching this and saying, oh, we got to get this guy making that call. I think it wouldn't shock me if it was somebody else on the ownership group that maybe pushed that has a little more of an understanding.
And knowing how kind of owners work, because I saw that game where Batista threw that ball, and he's in the first row, Rubenstein, with his boys. I don't know if it's his owner partners or who, but you know, and you go have a couple cocktails after and everything, and his boys are saying, you need to get rid of that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how it happens. Trust me when I tell you this.
You would know.
That's how it happens, right. Is his entourage. Mm-hmm. Eddie had his. Eddie DeBartolo had his. Dan Snyder had his. And, you know, Rubenstein's got his. So, and Bisciotti's got his. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how a lot of decisions are made.
410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. We'll continue to take your calls all throughout today's show. Coming up next, we'll get to the whip around, see what went on in the world of sports yesterday. That's next here on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport,
every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
It's the Whip Around on Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney today on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Coming up at 11:45, we'll take a trip through the Funhouse with Quick Draw McGraw. See what you guys are talking about on the text line. But it's the whip around right now. Let's start in the NBA world. Let's go out to New York, where the Knicks relieved head coach Tom Thibodeau of his duties as the head coach of the team. And, of course, the Knicks, they lose in six in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. And it's got a lot of people talking, and a lot of people feel like this was unfair to Tibbs. And to me, I'm going to be honest, I'm not really shocked that they moved on from Tibbs. And that's understanding that the Knicks overachieved this year. I just think it was time. I just think over time, you see this happen year after year. And yes, the Knicks they got past that second round, which has been a huge hurdle for them in the past. But I always say, when you get to the conference finals portion of the NBA playoffs, coaching really matters. And that's not to say that Tom Thibodeau is a bad coach, but He's not a better coach than Rick Carlisle. And I think you could make the argument that there are guys available.
Like who?
Like Mike Malone, who just won a championship with the Nuggets a couple of years ago. I'll take Malone over Tom Thibodeau. And look, there are a couple of college guys. Like, we'll see what happens. But I think Mike Malone is kind of the obvious choice. I'm at the point where I'd be a little surprised if he doesn't get that job. But I think Tibbs did a great job with the Knicks. I think they fit his personality. They play the way that he coaches. But I just think it was time.
It kind of seems like with Thibodeau, there's an expiration date, the way he coaches. You know, Minnesota, same. You know, after a while, I think it's like he drives them hard, and then he wears them down, yeah. You know, and then it's time to bring in a new guy because they're tired of him. Kind of like Parcells, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how Tibbs is, you know, how he is to deal with as a person. I've never really heard of anything front office-wise, like he's hard to work with. Now, there have been players, him and Jimmy Butler they've had run-ins in the past. And Jimmy, who doesn't have a run-in with Jimmy Butler a time or two? I think Tibbs will bounce back. I think he'll get another job. Mm-hmm. But I am not surprised to see that the Knicks have decided to move on.
Plus, when you look at it, the owner, Dolan, fired his hockey coach. He owns the Rangers and he owns the Knicks, and he fired both.
He's another one of those hands-on owners. Dolan, he cares passionately about the Knicks, and he's a guy that does listen to what's being said. He may not always do what the fans want him to do, but best believe he does, to a degree, care what the fans want, what they're saying. He pays attention to what the talking heads are saying. So he can be driven by other voices is my point. And it wouldn't shock me if that's a part of what's happening here in New York
now. I mean, with the media nowadays, with it being everywhere, especially you live in New York. I mean, how do you, if you're driving in your car, you know, you've got three sports talk stations and they're talking about your team.
Yep.
You know, you got the New York media, you got so it's, it's everywhere, so you got to deal with it, you know, especially if you're in New York.
Let's look around elsewhere in the world of sports going on today. We got the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, getting underway tonight.
It's a rematch of last year, which went to Game 7. I like, you know, last year Florida won. Florida's been three straight years. How about this, Cordell? How many players, you know, there's roughly on both teams 40 players. From last year's 40 players, 20 on each team, how many different players are there this year from last year's 40 players?
Between these two teams?
Between the two teams.
If they're back, I would imagine probably not many.
13.
13? Wow. Yeah,
so that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a physical series, and Edmonton is better prepared this year than last. They're deeper than they were. Evander Kane is going to play a big role. Last year he was hurt. This year he's back. He's healthy. You know, McDavid's healthy. Dreisaitl's healthy. Tkachuk for Florida is not healthy. It's going to come down to Bobrovsky, you know, Bob the goalie for Florida, and Skinner the goalie for Edmonton. You know, Skinner's been up and down, but Skinner's been good as of late. So if Skinner can stay hot, I like Edmonton. And the first two games are in Edmonton.
We'll get to an AL East report later on in today's show. Look and see what went on in the division. Split, I'll tell you that. It was split last night in the American League East outside of the Orioles, obviously getting that win out in Seattle. But coming up next, we'll call an audible. We'll get back to taking some of your calls. We'll get to a funhouse trip later on in today's show. But coming up next, 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll get back to talking to you, the people, next here on The Fan. It's coming up at 12. We'll get you some news from the Nest. We got to talk to offensive coordinator Todd Monken and wide receiver Zay Flowers yesterday following OTA practice. So we'll hear from both of those guys in the next segment. Right now, we're hearing from you guys. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's going on?
Hey, man. What's going on, man? I just made it back from D.C. That's how long I've been on hold, man.
You hopefully we gave you something to listen to on the road, though.
Yeah,
you know, one thing about me, I don't mind, man. Like, I mean, I hope Rob and them don't hear this, but I don't mind being on hold for like an hour or long, because it's just like I'm listening to the radio, you know what I mean? But
right.
I wanted to talk about the Ravens real quick, right? Like, I feel like them first, like, what, we got a bye, what, week 7? I was looking at the first 6 games, like, I know I might sound crazy, but we got at least be 6-0, maybe 5-1, but no matter what, that week 1 game and week 4 game, we got to win that. I know some Ravens fans be like, no, I don't like being the number 1 seed, this and that. But I feel like the Ravens owe us from that AFC championship game, because there's no way we had our first AFC championship game in Baltimore and they performed like that. And also, I'm looking at some guys like we lost. Well, I ain't going to name no guys we lost. I'm thinking about guys we added, like Webster. I think he's going to be able to do something. Like, I feel like the Ravens, I want to see the Ravens start using players other than special teams. Like last year, we saw Tez Walker. Like, it's crazy. We had to wait the week 15 just to see him. Like, have like some packages for him. You know what I mean? Keep the guys fresh. And I just want to see the guys lock in, because at the end of the day, it's going to come down to them. And I like what Zay Flowers said yesterday. Like, him and Lamar and them going to start, like, start hanging out more, you know, more meetings. Because if you think about it, like, the Ray Lewis days, Ed Reed and them at the practice, what they was doing over Ed Reed, I mean, over Ray Lewis' house, you know, talking film. So I just want to see more of that for real, because like you said, can't nobody beat us but the Ravens. Every time we lose is the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So maybe they could do that. And before I get off, a Cordell, man, I made a bet with this Braves fan that the Orioles have a better record than the Braves before the All-Star game. Mind you, the Braves was 0-7, man. Now I think I'm like
five or six
games behind. So hopefully they can do some magic, though, man. But y'all enjoy y'all Wednesday, man.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Trippy. And look, I mean, those their first 6 games, they aren't easy. It's at home at Buffalo, back home for Cleveland, at home on Monday night against the Lions. And, of course, that Buffalo game is the Sunday nighter. Then 2 Kansas City week 4, week 5 back at home against the Texans, week 6 at home against the Rams.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're 4-2, 3-3 at the worst, you know, that's probably your toughest 6 game stretch. You know, that's if everybody's healthy, I mean, they'll be favored in all games probably, but is it at Kansas City, you said?
Yeah, at Kansas City.
All right, if the Ravens beat Buffalo, they maybe even be favored at Kansas City.
And they're coming off the Detroit game on Monday night, to Kansas City on a short week.
That'll be a tough one. Yeah, Kansas City probably be favored in that one. They may be underdogs 2 of their first 4 games.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But to their credit, when they feel threatened, when they go against these teams that people talk a lot about coming into that game,
they'll kick some ass.
I mean, they show up. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Let's go to Ellicott City and get Kevin. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's good, Vinny and Cordell? How are you?
Not bad.
So, Vinny, maybe you could carry over my thought for me. You know, I was looking at obviously, Adafi Owe, saw Trenton Simpson and Teddy Buchanan as well. You know, it really looks like Odafe really has that size that you would really actually want. And I'm kind of hoping that it, you know, he keeps that competitive edge, but also maybe the additional muscle will maybe align the timing with hitting the quarterback a little better instead of necessarily running past him. And my only comparison was, he kind of looks like that old school San Francisco type of guy you guys were looking for back in the day.
Oh, and our elephants, he doesn't bend as well as those guys. I mean, and we had everybody we had in the Hall of Fame, you know, and they're just better benders and have more natural hands. I mean, we had, you know, I mean, Ricky Jackson, Kevin Green, Richard Dent, Charles Haley. I mean, Haley was like really like fluid and stuff. So I don't always never going to be that, just because he's not a natural bend guy. And I just don't think he is a natural rush guy. His win rate is not great. I think all the guys you're talking about, like when I was in San Fran, their win rate was phenomenal. And I just think that their counters and stuff are good. Does he have a counter, spin back counter inside? Yeah. But he just plays too high, and he disappears some. He gets a lot of his sacks because he runs 4-4. That's what I think.
Appreciate the call, Kevin. As always, let's finish it off with Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
What's going on?
So I want to talk about the Orioles' offensive approach yesterday. I thought it was a little different from what we saw weeks past. You know, I only watched like the first three innings because late West Coast game. But from the first few innings, we saw a lot of weak contact from the guys, especially up the middle. Yeah. And I thought that was really good to get things started. And it kind of transitions to my thought on what's happening with Adley. And we saw that first at bat that it wasn't the prettiest swing, but it had a fine result. And I think that that first hit, it kind of boosts his confidence for the rest of the game.
Is that what they call a C&I single?
I guess so. I mean, I don't even know. Did they say what the exit velocity was off the bat on that thing?
Well, it was an awesome pitch. It was an awesome swing because he had to reach for that. You know, he's batting left, and, you know, the ball was going away, and he reaches for it on the outside corner and then, like, punches it to right. It was like a punch of Judy.
Yeah, it was a good piece of hitting.
Yes, it was.
Pitch, but the thing that I want, and Vinny, you could probably talk about this a little bit with football, is that with baseball, you know, a lot of numbers are thrown at you and they're heavily present. Like when a hitter's up, their batting average, their OPS, their slugging, it's all on the screen, right on the Jumbotron for the player to see. So for Adley and guys that have been struggling, when they get that first hit out of the way, that next at bat, when they come up and they see that they're 1-for-1 on the day or 1-for-2, they can relax a little bit, you know, and it's kind of like, it's not like football where the only real stats that are up there are the time left, the down, and the score. You know, like Lamar's probably not looking at his passer rating in between drives.
No. So, the only thing you're concerned about if you're, you know, on the field is the time clock, number one, down and distance. You know, I mean, those are the kinds of things you're thinking about. And then, you know, you're getting whoever the green dot dude is. He's telling you where you're supposed to line up, or on offense, you're getting the play, and then the quarterback's making adjustments. So a lot of – I know when I played in college and stuff, you don't even realize the fans are even there. You know, I mean, you hear the crowd every now and then, but you're so zeroed in and focused on what you're supposed to be doing and stuff, you're not worried about – the crowd, unless you're scoring a touchdown or doing something.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get back to the Ravens talk. We got to talk to offensive coordinator Todd Monken and wide receiver Zay Flowers following practice yesterday. We'll hear from both of those guys in news from the Nest next here on The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.